5633.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. This program is heard on all of the Genesis radio stations. Hey, don't forget to listen to the Economics Report also, which is heard on the Business Talk Radio Network. That show airs at 2 p.m. East Coast time on all of the Business Talk Radio Network stations. Anyway, quite apart from that, chatted in the last segment, the end of the last hour, with Diana Snyder, who has put together a great virtual conference along with the folks at Kitco. And I am chatting right now with the head man of Kitco, the founder, the owner, et cetera, Bart Kittner. Bart, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Hey, I got a question for you. I want to talk about the virtual conference, but, you know, before we talk about that, I want to talk a little bit about your website. Your website is, without a doubt, man, the premier hard asset website in the world. You've expanded a little bit. You're doing a lot of media on there right now. Tell me how you got started doing this.
Okay. I don't know how much time we have, but I'll give you the quick unabridged version.
Okay.
The website started, I launched it in, was 95.
Yep.
And that was at a time when the internet wasn't really all that common. I mean, it was pretty much geeks and techies and universities that were using it. It was just starting to become known.
Yeah.
And it started just because I wanted to put something out there for potential customers and provide something of value, basically.
Sure.
To the really everybody in the precious metals business. And what I did is, I created a website with spot prices of gold, silver, platinum, palladium.
Mm-hmm.
And what we had done at the time, it was about a 20-minute delay. But in those days, a 20-minute delay was huge because prior to that, the only way to get live, or the closest you can get to live prices for the average consumer and people who were not traders, was to use this morning's newspaper, which is yesterday's close. So you're seeing a price that's really outdated. And that was the beginning. That just took off. After that, there was a huge demand for live quotes. We, over the years, we improved the feed to be instead of a 20-minute delay. Eventually, it became live. And what really got us to where we are today is the fact that for a good 2-3 years, anybody who wanted live quotes, they came to Kitco. There was no other place. There was no other websites that were up there. Companies weren't looking at the internet. A lot of people at the time were thinking the internet, what is just a passing phase or this type of thing. But we really put a lot of effort and a lot of work into developing a site, thinking that this is the future.
Well, I think go ahead.
It turned out to be very much the case. And over the years, while we had the spot prices up, I was also getting, feedback and listening to customers and listening to people who were coming to the site and trying to hear of what else they would want aside from spot quotes. And basically everything grew out of that. It grew out of, the need for news, the need for commentaries, the need for, live charting, historical charting. And we just worked harder and harder and built it up more and more and more. And the idea was to try to create something that would attract everybody interested in precious metals, whether they were brokers or dealers or banks or people in the industry, people in the mining sector, as well as possible customers for ourselves.
Yeah. Well, definitely the site has been incredibly innovative in the sense that you definitely change with the times. I mean, I have been involved with Kitco in one sense or another for, I don't know, probably the past 7 or 8 years, do a daily audio, et cetera. I've done some writing for you guys, and I have obviously kept a very, very close tabs on what you're doing. What I find to be really exciting, Bart, is the concept of this virtual conference. I was going to call it a trade show, but it's really a conference. You know, when I first heard about it, I just thought, wow, this guy is just, he's doing another thing that's absolutely right. I mean, you know, I was discussing the concept of virtual trade, virtual conferences versus in-person conferences with Lawrence Ralston earlier in the show. And Lawrence feels very strongly that, that there is definitely a place for both venues. And I agree 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I totally agree. There's no way in the world that that a virtual conferences will ever replace the regular type of conferences, and golf is probably the number one reason. that and you can't go golfing with anyone at a virtual conference.
Pretty tough.
But it's the face to face. I mean, golf is sort of one part of it, but it's the face to face contact that you get in a real conference that you can't beat. That you know, virtual will never ever replace that. But I think where the virtual conference comes into play, and where it can attract a tremendous amount of people, far greater than an actual face to face conference, is the fact that you can attract people from all over the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, case in point is we have already, among all the people who have registered, we're representing about 75 different countries.
Yeah.
That have registered for this trade conference. And, that is the huge advantage. It just puts people together who would normally not be together. So in a normal trade conferences, and you've seen this before. I've seen it in many of the conferences that we attend, is that you tend to see the same people over and over again.
Sure.
Which has great value because it's great for cementing the relationship, and there's a huge value in that. You'll also meet new people, but they all tend to come from the same geographic area.
Mm-hmm.
I think that with the virtual conference, it's going to be a whole new world out there. I think there's going to be a lot of people who will be meeting people, making contact for the first time. I think it creates an opportunity for people from different parts of the world to connect in a way that they wouldn't otherwise be able to connect. They would never have the opportunities that they're going to have with this type of conference.
Well, a really good example, you know, taking your virtual conference, you know, case in point is one of the better known guys in our industry is a fellow by the name of Peru Saxena. Peru has been on our show a number of times. Peru happens to live in the Far East. Now, I know he's a featured speaker, for example, at this conference. I think it would be very, very difficult to get the international cast of characters that you've got for the virtual conference if this were, for lack of a better term, let's call it an in-person conference, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be next to impossible to have Mark Faber, Ron Paul, Peru Saxena, Frank Holmes. I mean, all these people all in the same room at the same time. Not likely.
I don't want to say not likely. I would want to say absolutely impossible. You know, it's interesting. Kitco started out, as Bart said, in 1995 as a source for getting quotes for precious metals. Kitco has always been a bullion dealer. They have evolved into, I think, probably the most prominent bullion dealer in the world. We did a show. What was it? I guess about 2 weeks ago on your new silver round. You know, the pricing. The pricing on those silver rounds is absolutely, to me, it's really incredible. It's considerably less, let's say meaningfully less than a lot of dealers are charging. So you basically have you have improved. I would have to improved is the wrong word. You have evolved the bullion end of your business, going definitely in the right direction. The website, which is rated in the top 2,000 websites in the world, which is an incredible statistic, you're doing it right there. And now you got this virtual trade show going. I mean, it's you're doing everything right, Bart. What can I say?
We're busy.
Yeah, you're busy.
To say the least. Busy. It's a lot of fun. For me and for everybody, especially within our marketing and IT everyone in the company. It's exciting to be working on projects that are innovative.
Well, I have
doing things that nobody has done. That's part of the fun. That's part of the challenge.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, this is one of the most exciting industries in the world. And from Al Corland's standpoint, as we were talking earlier off the air, I mean, I consider myself to be very, very fortunate to be part of this business. Bart, thanks so much for taking some time, buddy.
Okay, thank you, Al. I appreciate the time you accorded me.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
You know, you got to admit, Bart Kittner's a very, very interesting guy. His website, Kitco, www.kitco.com is one of the most highly visited websites in the world. I mean, they're ranked somewhere in the top 2,000 websites. He has a very, very good information source on asset-based investing, and I have to tell you, I recommend that you guys go to that almost every single day. Whenever I do a Kitco audio, which I do frequently, a couple times a week, you know, for Kitco, we have 10 or 15,000 of you people who listen to it, and I certainly appreciate that. Okay, I'm chatting right now with David Morgan of The Silver Investor. David and I were talking off the air about some concerns that we have as to the direction that the federal government seems to be going in terms of retirement plans for people our age. We're talking a little bit about Social Security, and we were also talking a little bit about the direction that the government seems to be pushing people like myself into, and it's a little scary. Mr. Morgan, talk about that.
Quite some time ago, I was asked to apply to become a White House fellow. Without going into a lot of details, you had to write a policy paper. And the policy paper that I wrote was how to save the Social Security system and make it viable. And I won't go into the big outline, but if you've ever read Restoring the American Dream, I think that was the title of the book, it talked about, you know, a lot of what's right with this country, which there's a lot right, especially foundationally. And what was, you know, transpiring in those days, and this book's probably 20 years old. Moving forward, about a decade ago, I was on a discussion with another host talking about where I saw the retirement system going. I said, with the debt structure that we have currently, the U.S. government will most likely make U.S. citizens participate in the bond market because they're going to be harder and harder to sell as time goes on. And that's basically what's in discussion right now. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm not trying to say it's becoming law because we don't know, but it is under discussion and it is taking place. So that's a concern and something I gave a heads up on quite some time ago. And I've actually taken that a little step further, Al, as people say, well, what about, you know, gold and silver, you know, IRAs, which are available, and very few people even know that they are. And of course, I've been pretty much encouraging people that want to participate in IRAs that are favorable to the precious metals to go ahead and do so. And I'm not backing down on that, but just realize that right now this proposal means that they may come aboard and take care of, you know, some of your investment, demanding that you participate in the U.S. bond market. And again, this is under consideration. It isn't law yet. It is a concern, yeah, because it's your money and you get to, you know, should be able to do with it as you wish, which you can outside of some type of government-sponsored or government-provided retirement plan.
You know, I'm reading this article that you forwarded to me, and I am going to post it on our website because I think it's really, really important. What I'm finding to be interesting here that is a little terrifying is the first sentence, and I'm quoting here. Following is an article about government hearings to discuss changing over IRAs and 401k plans to annuities instead of being able to draw out the entire amount. David, I have to tell you, if we get to the point where the government is telling us that we can't take out the money that we have saved, wow. I mean, that is absolutely terrifying to me.
It is. I mean, it is. You know, I don't know how big an issue to make it, but it is. It's, you know, it's the state run everything. State's telling you, you know, how much you can spend, how much you can save, if you do save, when you can take it out, and on and on and on. Again, to be clear, this is a proposal.
Uh-huh.
But,
I understand.
You know, is it going to happen? Probably. Is it going to happen in the form that it's being discussed right now? Probably not. Most of the way that these long-term plans go is they are very good. They mean the powers that be behind these, this type of legislation, is to shoot for the moon and then not get that and just tone it down so they get half a moon. And then they keep ratcheting it up, and eventually they get what they want all the way anyhow.
David, I'll tell you what I find to be kind of frightening about this is if you just, let's just go back, you know, for the last couple of years, okay? Let's go back farther than that, actually. Let's go back perhaps 8 years, okay? In the last couple of years, the American people have had to accept, you know, a new law basically dealing with medical reimbursement for medical expenses, okay? The law was clearly not approved by the majority of Americans, okay? But it doesn't matter. It's still a law, point number one. Point number two, let's go back to the situation, some of the U.S. actions militarily around the world. They are totally, totally opposed by the majority of American people, and yet our kids are still getting killed. It is, you know, what happened to the concept of the government, you know, government by the people, for the people, of the people? What happened to that, David?
It died, and it's unfortunate. And we've been usurped by the powers that don't adhere to what they take an oath to do.
Yeah,
it's very upsetting to me. Without trying to get too emotional on the radio here, honest to goodness, it is something that absolutely fries me.
Yeah,
and it does make me emotional. And it's something that I believe that, you know, it's my duty. I mean, to digress slightly, Alex, I mean, my mission statement is to teach and empower people to understand the benefits of an honest financial system, and that's just part of it. I mean, I've lectured, and I used to do it more in the early days. I still do it from time to time. It doesn't matter how much money you make in the gold and silver markets. If you've lost your freedom, you've lost everything. I don't care if you're a bazillionaire. If you can't walk the streets safely, you can't do basically, if you don't have freedom, what do you have? Nothing. And there are things, in my view, that are worth fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am very much of a pacifist. I'm pretty much a libertarian, although not exactly. I don't have time to go into the differences. But the point is that you need to understand what is valuable. And most of the things that are truly valuable, in my experience, are not tangible. As
right.
odd as that may sound from a hard money, honest money guy, they're the intangibles. You can't measure how much value a friendship has because it's priceless.
Right.
You can't measure how much value being able to go where you want, say what you want, free speech, like what my whole, you know, all the guys in the private newsletter industry have if they're writing in this jurisdiction. What's the value of that? Priceless. I mean, there's nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come. And the idea right now is that we should get back to our root core beliefs as Americans, not as Democrats, not as Republicans, not as libertarians, not as independents, as Americans. Because the principles that made America great are being usurped from us without our permission, as you so eloquently point out. It's time to stand up and grow a spine.
David, I agree 100% with what you're saying. I can't disagree with that at all. What I would have to say about that is it's time that we got some leaders that had some backbone. It's time that we got some leaders that really weren't in it for political reasons, but were in it for the rest of the country. Hey, in closing, I want to say this. David is going to be taking part in the virtual conference on the 12th and 13th put on by Kitco. David is one of the most interesting guys out there. Listen to what he has to say. Big Al is going to be right to back with Roger Wiegand.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Al Corlin with you. I am chatting right now with my buddy Roger Wiegand. Roger does a daily market wrap on our website every day. It's a really valuable addition to the website. Roger not only gives his, the closing numbers for the day, but he also gives his insights, which I think are very, very valuable. This guy has proven to be uncannily accurate for as long as I've known him. He's been appearing on the show for the last 6 or 7 years, and the guy's right on. Roger, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
Okay, got a question for you. You and I were talking about bad decisions that you feel investors perhaps are making, bad short positions, bad long positions, et cetera, et cetera. Can you tell me what you mean by that?
Well, I don't think that they're understanding the intermediate view, which you can see much better on weekly charts rather than on daily charts. And by that I'm saying if you own spreads, you're buying one, sell one on futures, or you're buying stock options, or you're taking a longer view or intermediate view on stocks, you've got to understand the calendar for the next 3 to 6 months out ahead of you and make a plan and stick with the plan. By example, we have a very fast trade, which is a triple short on banks and credit right now. And we started this in March of last year. Our first opening salvo was to buy shares at 93.
those shares because of the leverage went from 93 to 300 in 10 days, which is a very fast and big move. Subsequently, that stock split 10 times, and it took a lot of the teeth out of the volatility, but the volatility remains. Also, we're acquainted with a lady trader in Florida who has three very top IT analysts working for her, and she told us that whereas she used to be in a trade longer, and she trades a lot, okay, many trades per day, she said that while she used to be in a trade longer, what's happening now that the performance of the portfolio, and she trades probably $500,000 a day, does better if you take smaller bites of the apple, and what that means is you're going to have to trade more often. Now, a lot of the breeders and investors don't like to trade more often. They're not screen watchers. They've got another job, and they really can't be involved in heavy trading management during the day. And probably the better way to do that is to buy stocks for the longer view, accept the ups and downs in the middle part of it. But by the same token, at certain strategic times in the calendar, you simply must take your profits, or you're going to give them back. On this very fast global credit trade we've got, triple leveraged on the banks, that particular one, my better traders have taken profits two times, one at about 20%, one event, another one at about 60%. Then it pulled back and it almost to a starting position, and people are wondering about the value of the trade when it can sell back that much. The reason for it is, when you have triple leverage, you're going to come down just as fast as you go up. In fact, sometimes even faster. So to avoid some of these bad decisions and to be able to hang on to your positions, if you have junior stocks where you have some profits, we try to take the profit maybe twice per year. We may have to speed that up due to this volatility that we're seeing. On the options, which I really like in this volatile market, and on this fast credit trade, you buy 3 to 6 months in advance on your trade, and don't ignore the daily noise, because if you do, it's going to drive you crazy. I mean, some of the stuff with the triple leverage can really get wild. We've seen on this particular trade entries at $11 and go to 20 and then right back to 12 in a very short period of time. So there's a lot of ways to control and manage these trades. And I think that for the majority of our folks out there that are listening, this is really important, because it hurts a lot when you go make a nice trade, you've made some good decisions and make the money, and then all of a sudden it evaporates.
Yeah.
So I think those are important things.
I got a question for you. You know, the conventional stock market on Friday strengthened a bit, primarily on the headlines that, you know, funny headline. On the one hand, the economy in the private sector gained, I don't know, 65, 67,000 jobs or whatever. But in spite of that, the unemployment number, which is a bogus number anyway, but the official unemployment number went from 9.5% to 9.6%. Well, the conventional market, as measured by the Dow, viewed that as a positive sign, and, you know, and people started to jump in the market. Can you explain that to me? I mean, I do not understand why that happened.
You're going to see a lot of irrational decisions relative to jobless numbers, jobless reports, ISM manufacturing reports, durable goods, a variety of other things.
Yeah.
As you and I both know, our friend John Williams understands these numbers and regularly thrashes them out and gives us the truth. I do some quick and dirty calculations by jobless by taking the jobless number and doubling it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been very close to what John Williams has come up with, just by doing that simple equation.
Yeah.
The 67,000 private jobs today may or may not be true, but here's the point. You need right now in this environment in the United States 150,000 new jobs a month just to break even. We're not talking about gaining ground or getting ahead, but just to break even. And I would say the 67,000 might be suspect. Maybe it's true, but so what? You know, if you need 150, 67 is not going to cut it. So the reality of it is, I think that right now the jobs being lost per month, January through December, through the whole year, are running at a standard high loss of 500,000 jobs a month.
Yeah.
Now, that's 6 million people a year, And I'm looking right now at a jobless number of 23%. Mr. Williams is close to me. I know he is. I'm looking for 30% jobless by spring of 2011. I'm looking for 35% jobless by fall of 2011. You will not see these numbers reported by Washington or the Labor Department or anybody, because if they were truthfully reported, all these markets would collapse.
Well, and I have to say one thing, realistically, I don't disagree with that, and I've said that many, many times on the air. But you know what? It's not in your best interest or my best interest or our neighbor's best interest or in anybody's best interest for these markets to collapse. You know,
No, that's the reason they propped them up, Al. And the other fact is, along with what you're saying, you may believe different and I believe different, but this is what you get, and you've got to deal with it, and you've got to trade it. So you've got to technically go over where things stand and what the expectations may or may not be, depending upon some of these crazy numbers, many of which we think are nonsense. But that's the reality of the market. And the reality of the market is what we have to deal with and trade and invest in. So the longer pool says stay long gold and silver, stay short the mainstream stock markets, and use some options and spreads to manage and protect your positions.
I want to get your opinion on something. President Obama put together a meeting earlier this week between the Palestinians and the Israelis. The news that came out of that meeting was that both sides agreed to reconvene in 2 weeks. You see a successful conclusion to all of that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's any chance at all. I welcome the chance to try. I would hope and pray that they would solve this problem. But it's been going on forever. The division is very deep. There's increasingly more problems. We also heard today that Obama ordered a search on all the ships going in and out of Iran. That's not going to help these talks. Whether or not that's real news or not, it was reported today. The other thing I might remark on another topic relative to that, those talks could be positive for the market. The election is going to cause propping for the market. But I think you're going to see buying next week after the holiday from roughly the 7th through the 10th of September, 4 trading days. On the 13th through the 15th of September, we are expecting an ABC sideways correction in stocks. And then on the 16th, we are expecting major selling in most stock markets.
Okay, there you have it from Roger Wiegand. Continue to listen to Roger's Daily Market Report. It's very, very good. Big Al's going to be right back with a real American hero, a woman by the name of Monica Vermillion. Stick around.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news letters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Time out, Cortland. Appreciate you joining me for this show. You know, it's always interesting to talk with folks like Dr. Michael Berry, David Morgan, Bart Kittner, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they're in terms of insight regarding asset-based investing and politics. These guys are the cream of the crop. There's no question about that. We're going to change horses a little bit here right now, and we're going to talk about a foundation that my friend Peter Grandage introduced me to. It's called the Ashley Lauren Foundation. It is an organization that was started some years back in New Jersey, and their mission is to assist families that are affected by pediatric cancer. To say the least, that is a very, very heart-wrenching situation. I am chatting right now with the executive director of the organization, Monica Vermillion. Monica, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Hi, Al. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
So how did you get involved in the Ashley Lauren Foundation?
Well, actually, I'm the founder of the organization. I'm a cancer survivor myself, and in 1991, my 3-year-old daughter, Ashley Lauren, was also diagnosed with Wilms tumor, which is kidney cancer.
Yeah.
We lived through the horrors of pediatric cancer and knew what the journey was like, and I developed such a passion within myself after we got to the other side of the ordeal to make a difference, try to make a difference in the lives of other families going through the same, and that's how the desire was born to start this foundation.
I'm not a cancer survivor, but I have had a fair amount of experience with the disease. I mean, obviously in our family with my mother who, you know, she fought cancer all her life when she was probably late 30s. She was diagnosed with breast cancer that metastasized to, you know, other parts of her body. They thought they had it. When I turned 40, I got a phone call from my mom saying, just left my oncologist, the cancer has metastasized, it's now in my liver, and the doctor has given me 6 months. That's obviously a very emotional time. My family and I, you know, we're living in a different city from my mother. It was about a 3-hour drive. We obviously jumped in the car and drove up there, and it was, you know, an emotional weekend. My mother fortunately survived her terminal liver cancer for 10 years, but, you know, it's not a good situation. And I've got a good friend right now, Clyde Harrison, who I do a radio show with on the Business Talk Radio Network, and Clyde is grappling with lung cancer. So it's a terrible, terrible disease. But, you know, this may sound like a hard thing to say, but it's, in my opinion, I mean, not that Clyde and my mom aren't facing, or, you know, in the case of my mother, didn't face, in the case of Clyde, are facing, you know, very difficult, you know, times. Boy, for kids, that makes it just terrible.
It sure does, Al. Yes, you're right. And I also lost my mother to cancer as well. And I totally agree with you. It's difficult enough seeing adults go through this and myself having gone through it. But when you see these children who just do not deserve to suffer, they're just starting their lives. And I mean, we have babies that we help that have been diagnosed, and the little 2-year-olds all the way up to teenage years. We help up to the age of 21, so that nobody between 18 and 21 falls through the cracks. But it's horrendous to see these little babies and children go through what they have to go through, and then the ones that lose their lives, and so many of them do. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, no, it very definitely is. How many families have you guys helped in what? I guess let me back up. In terms of the foundation, how long has it been in existence, Monica?
We incorporated in July of 2005, but
okay.
We started assisting in January of 2006. We are helping well over 200 families within the state of New Jersey, and we provide we think out of the box. I mean, you know, we help financially, we help material needs, emotional support, and having been through this myself, I'll do anything that's needed to help. I mean, I drive the kids to the chemotherapy treatments if it's a one-parent household and they cannot do it.
Right.
And I sit with them. I mean, we're so hands-on, and I think that's what makes us different, is we'll do anything that's needed. If they need a witch trip, we do that. Whatever makes the journey a little more tolerable, if it can be tolerable.
Yeah. 200 families. Wow. I mean, do you have a staff that's assisting you?
We're volunteer driven. I'm basically it.
I'm
the staff.
Yeah.
Me, myself, and I. And I have wonderful volunteers, as well as my board of trustees, of which Peter Granich is a member of the board of trustees. And because this is something no one can do alone, and I rely on the wonderful people that step up to the plate to assist. And they have that desire and that passion, because that's how I feel. Anyone involved in this really has to have that love for these children to want to make a difference in their lives.
You know, I have to tell you, Monica, I don't see how any clear-thinking human being cannot have that love. I really don't. It makes no sense to me that somebody couldn't, you know, that somebody could disregard these kids who are in this situation. You know, I have a bit of personal experience along the lines that you're talking about. My mom was the membership director of an organization in Seattle. When she was a director, it was called the Children's Orthopedic Hospital, and we lived actually about a block away from the hospital. And I spent a fair amount of my time up there, you know, at a fairly early age, and I realized that, you know, the tremendous burden placed, number one, on the children, and number two, on the parents and other family members of the kids who are in a situation, whether it's cancer or some other, you know, incredible medical challenge. I mean, these kids just don't get it. I mean, they don't get it because oftentimes they're simply too young, and they don't understand why this burden has been thrown on them. But I have to tell you, Monica, the incredible courage that I have seen, in children that are faced with this particular challenge is absolutely inspirational to me, kiddo. It really is.
Oh, my goodness. You didn't nail on the head with that.
Yeah.
Because it's the things that I see. I mean, these children, and like you said, they suffer so tremendously. And of course, they don't understand, and they are afraid. But their determination, and I always say it's because they're so young, they are determined to fight with every fiber of their being to get through this. We have one 18-year-old boy that's for years he's been suffering with leukemia, almost lost his life several times. We did a bone marrow drive for him so he could have a transplant, and he is just a fighter like I have never seen before. It's just amazing. And if people, you know, if the whole world could just see this, if they could, you know, put their eyes upon these children and see their determination and see that, yes, we want to up to, and some of them who have lost their lives up to the very last moment. It's it's incredible. It humbles me so much.
Monica, now when you say you did a bone marrow drive, tell me exactly what that means. I mean, I can take that two ways. You raised money so he could have the bone marrow work, or you actually solicited donors.
Yes, we did that with the donors. This boy needed a transplant, and he needed a very specific type of a transplant because of what type of cancer he had. And we did a drive where the people came, they signed up, they had their cheeks swabbed, they got on the registry, the bone marrow registry. We did a couple of them, actually, to get that match. So it wasn't that we raised funds for the organization, the bone marrow organization. We needed the people. We needed their bone marrow.
And you got it.
Yes. Thank God we got it. That's when he had the transplant, and, you know, he still got a long road ahead of him, but it's just amazing. And that's why I say we do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not, you know, we're not an organization that sits in our office, writes checks out, pays bills, that kind of thing. We're right in the trenches with these families. And we had a family that actually had nowhere to live. So, you know, we got them a place to stay, and it's just, it can go on and on and on, the many, many things that are needed. And if you have a two-parent household, when this diagnosis hits, one of the parents has to be with the child to be in the hospital and so forth. And then when it's a one-parent household, even more difficult.
No question about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Monica, I want to thank you very, very much for taking some time to do this. I would like to stress to our listeners that if there's any way that you choose to get involved with the Ashley Vermillion Foundation, please click on the banner on our website. I have to tell you, Monica, you are an example of a hero of mine. Too many people in this country sit and complain. They don't actually take action to help others, and you are doing that. It was a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you so much.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.